talked a lot about the gospel. We're going to celebrate the gospel. I'm going to invite some of the men to come to prepare to serve you bread and juice, communion, koinonia fellowship, this participation, Paul says, in the body of Christ, this fellowship, intimacy, participation in the blood of Christ. This is a beautiful symbol Jesus gave us, a beautiful thing, a beautiful grace He gave to us. Because what happens when you take food, drink, bread, juice, and put it in your mouth and chew it up and swallow it? It becomes part of you. You've heard it said, you are what you eat. In a sense, there's truth to that. It's bread and juice, but it's reminding us of the gospel that Jesus' body was broken. His blood was poured out on a cross because that's what my sins deserved. He hung there to take my place, to bear the wrath of a holy and good and just God against my sin. He took it for me in my place as my substitute. And we're, as it were, ingesting Jesus. Not physically, but ingesting Jesus and allowing Him to, from the inside out, change us and transform us. This is the gospel. We are in Christ Jesus as we believe, as we put our faith in Him alone for our salvation. We are in Christ Jesus, and Jesus is in us. He lives in us. And we're taking bread, taking juice, reminders of His body and blood. We're taking it into us. And our prayer in that is, make it so. This is the gospel we say we believe. That You died on the cross for my sins, to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, to make me new so that my desires are now to please You. I'm taking You into me. I'm reminding myself that You're in me and You ought to be transforming me. So as you hold bread and juice in your hand, reflect on the price Jesus paid and the act we together are doing as the body of Christ to say, we're taking Jesus into us and that can't leave us the same. That must not leave us the same. If we say we believe in Jesus, well, that root ought to sink down deep in the truth of the gospel, and it ought to blossom up and have blooms and have flowers and have fruit and be loaded. Not because we're great, but because He's great and He's in us. And He's producing fruit. Let's consider that as we celebrate together. Take bread, juice, reflect on that as you hold that in your hand. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers. I'm confident of this. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Paul says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your only Son. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son, Jesus, to pay my price, to take my place on the cross. Spirit, thank you for opening my heart to see the light of the glory of the good news in the face of Jesus and believe. Thank you, Jesus, that you are in us and we are hidden in you. And Lord, transform us. Make us more like you. Father, make us more into the image of your Son. That we would begin to think, to feel, to love like Jesus. So we now receive a good gift from your hand. And we say thank you with great joy. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us new. Drink.